Officials at the state level in Texas have decided not to spend any money on the 2020 census, even though in the past 10 years, the population of Texas has grown massively. So business leaders, large cities, and even nonprofits in Texas say they're being forced to step in instead. Ashley Lopez from member station KUT in Austin has the story.
The only state with more people than Texas is California. And just to compare, California plans to spend more than $150 million on the census. And that's why Ann Beeson, the CEO of the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, says it's a big problem that Texas isn't spending a dime.
California is eating our lunch on the census. And what that's going to mean is more representation and more dollars for California than Texas.
And Texas's population isn't just big, it's booming. Many of the country's fastest growing cities are here. In fact, by some estimates, Texas is set to gain 3 to 4 congressional seats after the census. But that's only if there's an accurate count. And Beeson says a lot of the state's population is actually likely not to be counted.
Texas is already at a high risk of an undercount, and that is because we have a higher percentage of what are considered hard-to-count populations. And those include low-income people, they include immigrant families, they include young children. We have a particularly high risk of an undercount of young children because we have so many.
Beeson says there's research that shows a 1% undercount could cost Texas $300 million federal dollars a year. That's money that would pay for education, transportation, and healthcare programs, which is why local officials across the state say it's their job now to make sure people are getting counted.
Well, so much in the state of Texas relies on local government stepping up.
That's Bruce Elfant. He's the tax assessor and voter registrar for Travis County here in Austin. He's also a member of the city's Complete Count Committee, which is a group focused just on the census.
This is a time where local government's going to have to step up again, and I'm really proud of what we have here in Travis County.
Elfant says school districts and other municipal government, as well as local businesses, will have to pitch in. And nonprofits say they will too, says Stephanie Swanson with the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters of Texas.
We realized, and basically it was going to be up to us, and so now we will have to rely on our cities, and it will also fall on the shoulders of nonprofits and the community to get out the count basically now.
Swanson says she and others are trying to get nonprofits across the state, especially trusted community groups, to make this a priority. She says it's not going to be easy.
I think we have a lot of work that we have to do. And so we're still in the initial phases, and I'm not quite sure if that really has sunk in with a lot of the population here in Texas.
The biggest hurdle will be funding large-scale education programs, Swanson says. Texas has one of the largest immigrant populations in the country. And so talk of a possible citizenship question on the census has those communities particularly nervous about answering the census.
That's something that we're still struggling with, to find a good way to talk to people about it. We don't want to scare them, basically.
So far, the state's biggest cities, including Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin, all have citywide efforts. Ann Beeson with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says it's a good thing there are people starting to take this seriously. But she says, ideally, the whole state of Texas would have a plan to make sure that everyone here is counted.
And as a proud Texan, that kind of makes me mad. I mean, I feel like we need to kind of step up to the plate and really get on the ball and just make sure that we're getting counted just like those Californians are getting counted.
Beeson says one of the biggest reasons Texas officials should step up is that many rural counties in Texas probably won't have the resources big cities do to make sure their residents are counted next year. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.